Abbot Cattle comforted Martha, who had become so upset that she had begun weeping.
There, there, Martha. Don't you waste tears on those three. Could you imagine Horty starving himself to death? 'Tis as unlikely as me trying to leap over the bell tower. Give them a day, and they'll have changed their minds. Trust me.
Cattle bowed slightly to Bragoon and Saro.
Please forgive the bad manners of those three young ones.
Saro smiled wryly.
No need to apologise to us, friend. I can recall two, Younger and Horty and his pals, two more bad-mannered little scuts you never did see.
Martha blinked through her tears.
Were you really that bad?
Bragoon shuffled his rudder awkwardly.
Oh, much worse, missy. Take my word for it.
Abbot Cattle chuckled heartily.
Now that you've come to mention it, 'tis a wonder you turned out so well.
Bragoon clapped him on the back.
And you too, Carol. You wasn't exactly a model dibbin as I remember.
Whipping out a clean kerchief, the abbot busily wiped away at Martha's eyes.
Yes, well, that was a long time ago. Now then, missy, are you going to keep weeping and bring on the rain, or are you going to smile for our summer feast?
She smiled happily.
Are you still going to carry on with the feast, Father? I mean, after what just took place?
Abbot Carroll reassured her.
Of course I am. No need to halt it because of three surly young'uns. If they want to join in, all they have to do is apologise for their bad manners. Come on, friends. I wouldn't miss my summer feast for anything.
Set in the orchard against a background of ripening fruit and summer flowers, complete with sumptuously decked tables, the feast turned out to be a huge success. Freshly washed and dressed, the Redwallers took their places, waiting on the abbot to start the proceedings. Martha sat between Bragoon and Saro. The three of them stared in awe at the magnificent spread. Salads, pasties and savouries were still being brought on trolleys by the servers. These were placed among the pies, tarts and flans. Jugs of various cordials and fizzes stood between trifles, crumbles, puddings and candied fruits. Loaves of many shapes and types, still fresh from the ovens, were set amid cheeses of different hues, from pale cream to golden yellow. Every beast, even the dibbins, ceased their chatter as Abbot Carroll stood up and recited a verse specially written for the event.
We celebrate this happy day with fair and right good reason. In friendship, let us share the fruits of this fine summer season. We seed and plant the fertile earth to use what she may give, and thank the kindly summer sun, which gives us joy to live.
Grandmum Gervel, resplendent in a new floral embroidered apron, called out,
"You never spoke truer words, sir."
With that, the summer feast began in earnest. Junty Sellahog tapped a barrel of strawberry fizz, which he had made the previous summer. Dibbins squealed with delight as the bubbles tickled their mouths. Carving a wedge from a soft hazelnut cheese, Bragoon added it to his salad. Torren noticed him brushing away a teardrop.
"What's the matter with ye, brother?"
The otter looked mournfully at the festive board.
"Nothing, really. I was just thinking of all the Redwall feasts I've missed since me and Saro left the abbey."
Torren scoffed.
"Don't fret. It looks like you're making up for it with a will."
Saro adopted a wheedling tone toward the otter cook.
"Any beast who can cook victuals like these should be famous. Torren, old pal, why don't you come adventuring with me and your brother? You could cook for us and every beast we meet."
Torren lowered his eyes modestly.
"No, thank ye, marm. I'm a mite too round in the waist for travelling."
Sister Portula put aside a plate in mock indignation.
"Take our otter cook, indeed. Mayhaps you'd like to take Junty Sellahog too, in case you feel the need of a drink."
Bragoon chortled.
"A capital idea, sister."
Abbot Carroll's eyes twinkled as he joined the conversation.
"I'm with you, Bragoon. A marvellous scheme. Take Torren and Junty. They'd make life much easier for you and Saro. However, I must insist that you take Sister Setifer along. If ever you are wounded or fall ill, you'll surely need a dedicated creature to care for you both. Agreed?"
Bragoon suddenly became interested in a bowl of plum pudding and meadow cream. He mumbled hastily,
"Me and Sarah'll make the journey alone, thank ye, Carol."